Dits for breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home. Let's talk
about Tex.
Now, Tex, word has come through. There's been some shenanigans down at the Crows change room over the last few days. Who's been the victim? Who's been the poor victim?
Well, me.
What do you mean, you?
Well,
you've got to get a bit of your own medicine, have you?
Yeah, I have been. Well, the other day, I thought it'd be funny to take Matt Crouch's all of his left shoes so he couldn't go home.
Right.
So he then thought it'd be funny to go and get this. You can spray your skin before you put tape on so it sticks to you properly.
Okay. Yeah.
He sprayed all the, like, the bottom of my shoes. So I was walking around, I was like... So now I've got hair and carpet, everything stuck to the bottom of my shoes.
Did you get him back?
Well, I don't know who it was, but I'm getting blamed for it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Someone put a little bit of sorbelline in the bottom of his shoes, so right. When he put them on, it was all wet. And he, so he blamed me, and yeah, but it's been a bit of fun down at the club. Yeah. At the moment.
Well, you did get Josh Worrell with his car out in the Oval before he debuted. That was you guys, wasn't it?
No, oh, I got him a few weeks before that, and then someone followed suit for his debut.
But his car was out in the Oval in the goal square, and there was a note on the steering wheel saying you're playing or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, but he sat there for about 2 minutes reading it. I don't know whether he couldn't actually read it or whether he was taking it in, but yeah, it was a pretty good way of getting told you're debuting.
Good work. Well, all right, you take on Carlton this week. Luke Brown could be back in the back pocket. Is he going to be right to go with his Achilles?
Yeah, he'll be back in this week, Brownie, and probably sit on the little Eddie Betts.
So. Oh, yeah, that'd be a good matchup.
Yeah, well, what do you think the rules will be as far as having to quarantine and all those sorts of things? Is what happened last week? You had to do 48 hours, didn't you?
That was against Collingwood.
Yep.
So I reckon it will either be we fly in the morning of and fly back the night of.
Yep.
Or we'll fly in the day before on Saturday, stay there and then play and then fly back and have like maybe a 48-hour quarantine.
Yep.
Where you do your COVID test and wait for it to come back. And you can only go to and from the club, which is, I'd much rather that.
Yep.
And Riley Thilthorpe, they said he missed training the other day. It was a bit tight. Do you reckon he'll play?
We're just managing the big fella.
Managing the big fella?
Yeah. Mm. He gets to go on his own program now after he won the game off his own.
Is he group. On your program?
Nah, don't be silly, Rudy.
Part time.
Maybe.
He's a talent.
He is very good. Mm. The Crows fans are going to have a lot of excitement and fun with Riley Thilthorpe over the next 10 to 15 years. Mm. And he's a ripping kid.
Is he?
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
Got a lot of time for him.
Good stuff.
There are some benefits of finishing bottom.
Tanking, you mean?
Yeah.
No.
Hey,
don't tanking at all.
Yeah, righto.
I just went not had a bad year.
Right.
Got a joke for us, Tex?
Yeah.
You know that I only know 25 letters of the alphabet?
Right.
I don't know why.
Oh, that's a kid's joke. That is a dead set kid's joke, but a good one.
What was the, I heard you on the way in.
Yeah, the World Championship of Dad Jokes.
You reckon I should nominate?
Oh, definitely.
Or would you nominate me to
yes,
go?
Yes, of course I would.
You would?
Yeah.
What Make was up the numbers. Winner? What was the joke?
Do you want it again, do you?
I didn't hear it. I was out of the car.
All right, here it is. I once hired a limo, but when it arrived, the guy driving it walked off. And I said, excuse me, are you not going to drive me? And the guy told me that the price didn't include a driver. So I'd spent £400 on a limo and have nothing to show for it. There you go. That was the World Championship of Dad Jokes. That won it.
Yeah. So how many jokes were there?
2,700.
Well, geez, you'd have a sore jaw after, wouldn't you? Laughing.
Yeah.
Fake laughing.
Fake laughing, exactly.
Like we do with you every week.
Oh, I'm out of here. See you, boys.
See you, Tex.
Go and kick a bag against the Blues.
Yeah, Tex Walker here on Triple M.